Dear brothers and sisters, I just want to say I think the Lord was wonderful that when the enemy came in like a flood, the Lord did lift up a standard against him. And that teaches us something about the testimony of Jesus in the church.
这让我们, 学习到一个很实际, 耶稣基督的见证的功课。
It was amazing to hear Brother Stephen this morning speak for so long in the power of God.
今天早晨我们看到江继兄在讲台上靠着神的生命的大能
Let this be a lesson to all of us how we can face the onslaught of the enemy. We can know what it is to overcome by His grace and by His power alone. Now I wonder whether we could look at the Word of God. In the Ephesian letter of the Apostle Paul,
请我们打开, 以弗所书,
and in chapter 1, we've read these verses a number of times.
我们已经读了好几次,
from verse 15, For this cause I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is among you, and the love which ye show toward all the saints, cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of His might, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and made Him to sit at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who filleth all in all.
15节因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望 他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的。 和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世也都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。And
then in the Colossian letter of the Apostle Paul and chapter 1,
哥罗西书第一章,
from verse 16 to 18,
16到18节,
For in Him that is in Christ were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and unto him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And then one verse from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians, and chapter 12, verse 12.
我们看哥林多前书12章12节。
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多。
Let us just join in one further word of prayer. Beloved Lord, as we come together this evening,
亲爱的主,
we do worship you that you have made full provision for us.
我们敬拜你,
we thank you, you have not left us to our own gifts or talents or energy.
感谢你，你没有叫我们来依靠我们自己的能力、自己的经验才干。But
you have provided us with an anointing.
你已经为我们预备了膏油。For
the speaking of your word, for the translating of it, and for the hearing of it.
这个膏油让讲道的、翻译的、听到的都能支取。You
have provided that anointing at enormous cost.
为了给我们这个膏油，你付了极高的代价。You
died on Calvary.
你死在加略山。And
you finished that work.
你完成那伟大的救赎。And
upon that basis, you gave us, you poured out the Holy Spirit.
在那个基础上，你把圣灵倾倒下来。And
we thank you that that anointing is ours.
我们感谢主，这一个膏油是我们的。In
the Lord Jesus.
在基督里。
We stand into it now by faith. Manifest it, Lord. Manifest it in the most practical manner. And Lord, we need you. You have been with us in these days. When the enemy came in like a flood, you raised up the Spirit of the Lord raised up a standard against him.
仇敌像洪水一样攻击我们的时候，你的旌旗就高高的扬起。We
give you all the glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。Not
the doctors, not the nurses, but to you, Lord.
不是医生，也不是护士，乃是你是我们归荣耀的。You
did it.
是你的功。Now
we come to this last time.
今天最后一个晚上。Lord,
fill it with yourself. And we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus. Well, as Brother Stephen said this morning, if you don't know what the theme of this conference is now, it's a little late to tell you. This testimony of Jesus in the church. I was so nervous about my responsibility in it. The revealed pattern. What does the word of God reveal? I was so nervous, I spoke with Brother Stephen about it. Because I thought, well, the only pattern I can see in the Word of God is the Lord Jesus.
我能够找来找去, 唯一的那个模式就是耶稣基督。
And I guess that was the only pattern he could see as well. So I said to him, well now, I'm probably going to say much the same thing as you. He said, don't worry about it, just give what the Lord gives you. So what has been happening is, basically we have been just crossing paths the whole time. He far more ably than I. Well, he is more elderly than I. But praise the Lord. This testimony of Jesus in the church. The church is Christ. You have to be blind not to see that. The church is not a human organization. A human institution. A tradition. A denomination. A set of rules. The church is a person. That person is the Lord Jesus. It is a question of being in that person. Drawing from the head. Experiencing the life. Being made wise. Growing up into him as head. Experiencing the whole body developing. As each part functions. It is a wonderful revelation we have in the Word of God. It is this revealed pattern. But it is very strange to the flesh. We want an organization. We understand that kind of thing. Whether it's a bird watching club or a stamp collecting club or some other human society, we understand these societies. They elect their leaders. They collect money. They advertise themselves. This is all absolutely normal to us. It is part of this world. When somebody says the church is Christ, it is head and body, we for a moment were stunned. We can't, how do you handle that? It is handled from heaven. And the moment the flesh gets in on it, it destroys it. It paralyzes it. It dies. All the power of the head, all the power of his resurrection life, is simply paralyzed, deadened by the flesh. And this has been the focal point of satanic strategy all the way through from Pentecost. Bring every great move of the Holy Spirit down to the flesh level. Make it the same as any other organization or institution in the world. Make it something religious. Paralyze the head. Paralyze the headship of the Lord. You understand? Alienate the body from the head. It is amazing. When it begins to dawn on you that the church is essentially and completely a spiritual matter.
当你有一天了解教会是一个属灵的事物，让你忽然间有一个震惊。
That it has ministries, there's no doubt.
它的执事。
That it has workers, no doubt.
有他的工人,
that there are apostles and prophets,
有使徒, 有先知,
and shepherds and teachers,
有牧者, 有教士,
and evangelists,
有传福音,
there's no doubt.
是这些都有,
but it is a spiritual matter.
但是它是一个属灵的性质,
it is the calling of the Lord.
这是神的呼召,
the appointment of the Lord.
这是神是案例,
it grows out of life. When you begin to understand this, your flesh is paralyzed. You can't promote this. You can't with the flesh build this organization. You can't perpetuate this tradition.
你不能够在这里模仿一个变成一个传统。
You come up against an invisible wall.
你好像来到一个无形的墙。
The church is nothing unless the Holy Spirit is the supervisor.
除非让圣灵来管制这一切。
From the day of Pentecost, it has been the Holy Spirit's responsibility to build the church. The Father longs for this. The Son made it absolutely clear upon this rock, I will build my church.
神的儿子很清楚地宣告，在这个磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And it is the Holy Spirit's responsibility to manage the whole course of the church through world history.
在整个教会的历史的演进。
So, dear friends, you see, this is something tremendous. We are not dealing with something small. Yesterday evening, I spoke about the headship. Brother Stephen spoke about the headship of the Lord Jesus in the morning, and I spoke again about it in the evening.
昨天我们弟兄讲到这个基督的 头是头，我到晚上也是讲同样的题目。
I said, let me emphasize it again.
让我再强调它。
That if we as members of the body do not hear the head,
如果今天我们任何一个肢体听不见头的声音,
the church will die.
教会会死亡。
It is as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
The intelligence is in the head.
因为所有的智慧都在头里。
Therefore, on every level of the life of the church,
所以教会中任何一个层次,
whether it's elders,
长老,
deacons,
执事,
whether it is workers,
或者工人,
whatever level it is,
不管你是哪一个,
children's work,
儿童工作,
youth work,
青年的工作,
whatever,
不管哪一方面,
every single level has to have those who will inquire of the Lord.
每一个服事都要来求问主。
This idea that somehow or other we just put our heads together. We've got the Bible pattern. So now we put our heads together. What is the difference between that and the Pope? There isn't any difference. What is the difference between that and the pastor mentality? There is no difference. You can have a committee. Not actually very biblical. You can have a committee. But if that committee gets on its knees and seeks the Lord, and hears the Lord, and obeys the Lord, something always happens. You can have a church with elder brothers, and they don't get on their knees. They put their heads together. They look at the book, and they think, well, this and this is what we should do. And then the thing dies. The headship of the Lord Jesus is the most vital element in the testimony of Jesus in the church. Look at Laodicea. Could there be a more interesting church? Affluent, educated, sophisticated, Bible studies, evangelistic outreach, the Lord's table, everything. They sing about the Lord, they study the life of the Lord, they take the Lord's name, and the Lord is outside of the whole thing, knocking on the door. It is the most plaintive word ever ascribed to the Lord Jesus. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me. Can you believe this? The head of the church, the savior of the body, he's outside. He doesn't say, if all of you will hear. He says, if anyone
hears
and opens the door, this matter of headship is all important. I will say no more because we spoke about it last night. And the second thing we talked about last night was Christ as all. Beginning and end. First and last. Alpha and Omega. Listen to the words. It is from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians, chapter
5.
I'm going to follow the alternative translation. If any man be in Christ, there is a new creation. Not in you. In him. If any man be in Christ, there is a new creation. The whole old things have passed away. All things have become new. And all things are of God. This is the revealed pattern for the church. What is this revealed pattern?
请问这个地方启示什么?
Everything has to find its source in the Lord Jesus.
就是每一件事物必须找到它在基督里的源头。
Once we introduce other things,
如果我们找到跟这个不符合其他的
from this fallen world,
从这个世界里面
humanism,
人文主义
it is rampant in the church.
那就是毁了教会。
Humanism,
人文主义
world, the philosophy of this world.
世界的哲学
Darwinism
达尔文的主义
Evolutionary theory
这个进化论
Once we start to introduce these things
如果把这些世界的东西往教会里面
Even if it is insidious
如果是一点点
In the background as it were
放在后头
Influencing our attitudes
来影响我们对主的态度
It is another source
这是另外一个源头
Origin determines destiny
这个源头决定你的终局。
The enemy, this is another focal point of satanic strategy.
这是仇敌的第二条诡计。
Bring in Freudian psychology.
把这个弗洛伊德的心理学带进来。
Bring in a little bit of evolutionary theory.
带进来一点进化论。
Oh, abortion isn't that bad.
或者说，堕胎也没什么。
Wouldn't it be better to put some of these old people like me asleep?
让我们这些老一代的人
euthanasia.
euthanasia 就是安乐死。
Gay rights.
同性恋的权利。
You have to understand. Some people are born with a quirk inside.
那是遗传的原因。
You've got to take note of it.
你应该尊重他们。
We're not talking about loving people.
我们不是讲爱人吗？
We're talking about those things which do not find their origin in God.
我们乃是说，任何的事情如果不能在它找到它的源头出于主的话，
According, to the Western theory, I am 77 years of age.
照西方的算法我是77岁
According to the Chinese I'm 78
但是照中国的算法我今年是78岁
They've given me another year
他加了我一年
You know why?
为什么
Because they date from my conception
因为中国人算年龄是从我们受精的时候那一天算起的
Exactly what the word of God says
这是合乎圣经的
I knew you in your mother's womb
因为圣经说我在你在母腹里我就认识你
You see Well I mustn't get onto this too much Otherwise we start talking about other things But the fact of the matter is The church is being influenced By the seductive strategy of humanism
总而言之我要提醒弟兄姊妹教会今天常常被这些世俗的人的智慧来吸引跑错路
So now dear brothers and sisters let me talk about one or two things for this evening
我还要讲一些事情
Here is the third thing I want to underline
第三个重点
Here The church is the expression of Christ
教会是发表基督的
It is to be the living, powerful expression of the Lord Jesus.
教会是一个发表活的基督、有能力的基督的表现。
If you look at Acts chapter 1,
我们打开
and verse 1,
这个使徒行传第一章
the former treatise I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began both to do and to preach.That is the Gospel of Luke.
这个第一节我已经做了前书论到耶稣基督开头一切所行所教训的。
What is the Book of Acts?
那么到底使徒行传是什么?
The Acts are the continuation of what the Lord Jesus was teaching and doing.
前书是讲到耶稣所做所行行传是耶稣基督继续在地上所做所行。
You see, it is the expression of the Lord Jesus.
所以
Doesn't matter whether it's Peter or John, or Barnabas and Paul, it doesn't matter where we follow them, everywhere these churches, they express the Lord Jesus. In one way or another, they are the expression of the risen Christ. Did you notice that verse in Ephesians chapter 1? Verse 22 and 23. And he, God made him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. His body, if it wasn't in the book, it would be blasphemous.
如果不是圣经写这句话的话, 人来讲好像是一个亵渎的话。
His body is his fullness.
他的身体是他丰满的表现。
They think,
好好想一想,
your body is the fullness of your head.
你的身体是你这个头的丰满表现。
My head says your eyes are not too good, you need the glasses.
我的头告诉我, 你的眼, 视力不太好,
how does my head get the glasses on? My arm moves. My hand moves.
我的手动,
I take the glasses.
我把眼镜,
I use both. I put them on. Now my body is the fullness of my head. If I want to touch that curtain and see what kind of material it is, how can I do it? My head says, I'm very interested in that curtain. I would like to know what kind of material it is. I can't get over there.
我的头看了那个木幔,但是想要知道是什么材料,但是我的头没办法拿到那里。
Here is the fullness of my body. Someone's enjoying it. You see, my body is the fullness of my head.
所以我的头就叫我的身体行动往那个方向去，这样我的整个的这个脑头里的丰满借着我的身体来表现出来。
Your body is the expression of your head.
所以你的身体表现你的头。
It's so simple.
很简单。
So the body, which is the church,
这个身体就是教会。
It is the expression of the Lord Jesus.
这个教会应该表现基督。
He wants to touch men and women.
他要得到男人与人。
He does it through the members of his body.
他是借着他的身体来表达。
He wants to build up members of the body.
他要建立每一个肢体。
He does it
他也,
through his body, other members.
他借着其他的身体的肢体来帮助这些。
It is the fullness of him who fills everything in everyone.
所以这是充满万有者所充满的这个身体。
The church on earth, in time, in place, is meant to be the expression of the Lord Jesus in that place.
所以任何一个教会在这个时间，在这个地点。 他的任务就是表达基督在那个时地点。
At that time,
在那个时代,
on earth,
在地球上,
he is in heaven,
基督在天上,
but we are on earth,
但是我们在地上,
but by the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵,
we are joined to him in heaven.
他就把我们跟天上的头连在一起,
we are to be the expression,
我们就是他的表达,
of his grace,
他的恩典的表示,
of his love,
他的爱的表达。
I wish I could put it more clearly.
但愿还能讲得更清楚一点。
The lampstand,
金灯台,
is not a bit of artistry.
金灯台不是来表现一个艺术品。
Actually, it is beautiful.
是很漂亮。
Solid gold,
纯金的,
22 carat,
22 kg.
That's about as pure as you can get. You can go higher, 23. But then it becomes a bit soft. Think. It is art. It is created by God. The mind of God. He gave the pattern. But it is not just a bit of art. It is not just something you look at and say, oh, isn't that beautiful? Nor is it an antique. Something valuable. You just have it there and, well, you show people, yes, you see, here's the lampstand. Oh, you say, how old is it? Very old. What is the lampstand for? For giving light. If it doesn't give light, it is meaningless. The expression of the Lord Jesus. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Life from the head, by the Holy Spirit. This life becomes light. Now let me put it another way. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel and chapter 5 and verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on the stand, and it shineth unto all them that are in the house. Even so let your light shine, so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
人点灯不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。 你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Now listen.
注意听,
is this one of those contradictions that liberal theologians tell us the Bible is full of?
这是不是圣经的矛盾呢? 有些神学家说这是圣经自相矛盾。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说，我是世界的光。
With this we agree. But then, he says,
然后又说,
you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men. They may see your good works and glorify God. Brothers and sisters, every assembly represented here should be an outshining of the Lord Jesus. Light pouring out into the area in which that assembly is found. We should be full of good works. Don't despise them. We are not saved by good works. But good works are the evidence that by grace we have been saved. When people care for the sick, when they go out to help the injured, when they visit people in hospitals, don't despise it. Don't think, oh, that's Catholic. Oh, that's Greek Orthodox. Not us. We are the church. We are traveling to heaven. We belong to another kingdom. Where are our good works? The Apostle Paul says, you are sons of light. What does he mean?
什么意思?
That we just have doctrinal light? Or that the one who healed the sick and cared for the poor and visited the widow and cared for orphans is also doing the same thing again to us.
不管是照顾孤儿、照顾寡妇、帮助软弱的、探望病痛的，这些都是神借着我们去做的。
How can an assembly live beside tragedy?
我们怎么能够只活在这一个悲剧的旁边
？Unmoved
啊，毫无感动。
Like the Levite,
像那个圣经说的那个
，who passed by on the other side,
就从那个人有需要的人旁边走过去。
Jesus commended the Samaritan.
但是基督耶稣就夸赞那一个撒玛利亚人
，because he stopped.
因为他停下来了。
And he bound up the man's wounds.
他把他的伤
cleansed them.
把他洁净了。
Put them on his ass.
把他放在这个车子上。
And walked.
然后把他带到
himself.
带到旅店去。
As he took him toward help.
带到旅店去。
You were once darkness.
我们本来在黑暗中的。
You are now light in the Lord.
但是今天是成为世界的光。
That's what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 5 and verse 8.
这是保罗在以弗所书第五章告诉我们的。
Why do we always think of light as cold?
为什么我们想到光就觉得是冷啊？
Hard.
硬啊。
Uncompassionate.
没有任何的情感呢。
What do we mean?
什么意思？
If Jesus was the light of the world,
当我们听见耶稣是世界的光，
It is true, he uncompromisingly spoke the truth.
是他把真理没有妥协的讲出来。
But he was full of compassion.
但是他却充满了怜悯。
He was moved.
他能够常常被感动。
One of the most beautiful pictures in the Gospels.
在福音书里面一个美丽的图画。
Is when a leper came to Jesus.
是当一个有大麻风的来到耶稣面前。
And said, Master, Rabbi.
老师啊。
If you will.
如果你肯。
You could make me clean.
就让我洁净。
And Jesus touched him.
耶稣就摸他。
I don't believe that anyone had touched that man since the day he contracted leprosy.
从那个人得到大麻风起，从来没有一个人敢摸他的。
He touched him.
而我们的主就摸他。
And said, I will.
耶稣说，我。
Be thou clean.
他就洁净,
and the man was healed.
他就得医治。
In that one single incident,
在那一刻,
you see the compassion of the light of the world.
所以你就看到这个世界的光是带着一个怜悯的心肠。
Uncompromising.
他没有妥协。
Unyielding as to the truth.
对真理绝对的真实。
But full of divine love.
但是在这里你看到他有神的爱。
Compassion.Well, I don't want to spend too long on this, but I mean, it's something I think tremendous.
这是一个很重要的事。
You know what an assembly ought to be?
教会应该是怎么样的？
It ought to be the place where the love of God is expressed.
在这里能够发表基督的爱。
It should be a place where the light of God is expressed.
发表神的光。
Should be a place where the life of God is, should be expressed.
发表神的生命。
Paul speaks of someone in 1 Corinthians 14. He said, this unsaved man will come in and will fall on his face and say, God is here.
保罗在哥林多前书说 一个教会当一个不信的人进来的时候他们要看见神果然在你们当中。
Oh, for assemblies like that.
应该地上的教会是这样的。
I believe it was so right back when Brother Nee, when the Lord first fell upon our Brother Nee.
我相信这是神临到这个
I remember the stories that Elizabeth Fishbacher told me. And some others I remember too, that Miss Card and Lena Barnes and others. I mean, it was so. Is it still so?
当年是那样, 今天还是那样吗?
But the testimony of Jesus has not changed. He still wants to touch the leper. He still wants to touch the alcoholic. He still wants to touch the drug addict. He wants to touch the convict. Still, he has not changed. It is the testimony of Jesus. Then there is another matter I would like to, the brother Stephen has already dwelt on this. The church as the oneness of Christ.
第四个点就是, 基督的合一性。
Our brother spoke already about this, but if you will suffer me, it's good to hear it again with another voice.
江宁兄虽然讲过, 我还要重复。
The Apostle Paul says that we should give diligence.
保罗告诉我们, 要竭力,
to keep the unity of the Spirit.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心,
in the bond of peace.
在这个和这个,
now, dear child of God, listen to me. He didn't say, strive to maintain the unity of the Spirit. Struggle with all your power to maintain it. He said, maintain it.
Also,
you can't keep something you haven't got.
如果是保守的话, 意思说你老早有了,你没有办法保守你没有的东西。
The unity of the Spirit is already a fact.
圣灵的合一是一个事实。
You were born again into it.
我们在重生的时候已经进入这个圣灵的一。
If you're in Christ,
如果你在基督,
you're in the unity of the Spirit.
你在基督里, 你就是在圣灵的合一里。
Isn't this so?
不是吗?
I mean, this unity is something we are to maintain. You can't keep, in English, you can't keep a dog you don't have.
你如果没有狗, 你就不会去保守一只狗。
You have to have a dog to keep it.
所以你要有保守你这个狗,
so here the Apostle Paul is saying you've already got this unity of the Spirit.
所以保罗告诉我们,
you may contradict it.
你会反对这个,
you may frustrate.
或者阻碍这个,
you may cause problems.
你会造成合一的问题,
but the unity of the Spirit is yours. Maintain it.
主说保守它,
in the same chapter,
在同样这一章,
in verse 13,
在十三集,
he says, till we all attain to the unity of the faith.
然后达到在真道上的合而为一。
So the unity of the faith is something we're coming to.
所以, 这个是我们要达到的。
As our brother said this morning, we don't see eye to eye on every single matter.
像我们弟兄早上说的，我们的观点各有不同。
I personally believe in a partial rapture.
我如果相信一部分的人被提
mid tribulation.
只在这个大灾难中间被提。I don't
fall out with my brothers and sisters. We believe we're going to go right through the tribulation, and there's only one coming of the Lord.
但是别的弟兄有另外一个看法，他们我没有问题。
Do you understand it? Did you understand me? Yes. You maintain the unity of the Spirit whilst we do not quite see eye to eye on some matters.
所以不管你对某一个真理有不同的领受 圣灵的合一你要保持。
You understand?
懂吗?
I believe in baptism by immersion.
我相信是要进到水里面。
I think you must be pushed right under the water.
你要把它浸下去。
The more you're pushed under, the better.
越深越好。
Because you are to die.
因为你要埋葬。
You are crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised to walk in newness of life.
所以你是与基督同死同埋葬，然后复活。
Well, there are some brothers and sisters who are sprinkled.
但是有一些人就是滴两滴水就拉走。
Just a little bit of water.
一点点呢。
Or even a jug. Well, I think, are you really buried? But I'm not going to fight over it. Now, let me take something else. I personally believe, as a Jew, that you should have proper wine at the breaking of bread.
摸饼的时候应该是有葡萄酒啊。
I mean to have grape juice.
可是有人就用葡萄汁啊。Ribena. 而且这个牌子。
At the Lord's table.
在摸饼的时候。
For me is shocking.
对我这个犹太人来讲简直不能。At least,
at least we had unleavened bread.
或者有这个无效饼啊。
And at least we had a jug of this juice.
或者这个好的酒啊。
Yeah, we had a jug of it, which means at least we shared it.
我们可以分享啊。
Yes, you had one, you passed it to me, I passed it on. That's better than these individual cups.
哦，我们是一个杯，我们传来传去。
They are those individual cups are a perfect picture of the church. All individuals. And when the Lord gave us this, it has tremendous meaning. Now for me, when I drink the wine,
当我喝这一个酒的时候,
properly fermented wine,
是一个发过酵的,
now I understand. It was the soul of the Lord Jesus that was poured out. Well, if it was grape juice or Ribena, some soul.
如果只是用葡萄汁的话, 这个把这个魂请到出来的意义表现不出来。
But I took the Lord's table.
但是我波饼没有问题。
Why should I fight about it?
我干嘛去为这个打仗呢?
I wish you would all drink wine.
我愿意你们都跟我一样喝酒。
That's okay.
但是我不去争取这个问题。
You understand what I'm trying to say?
我举这个例子，懂为什么？
We have to maintain the unity of the Spirit whilst we arrive at the unity of the faith.
所以我们是在竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心作为起点，来达到有一天我们在真道上合而为一。
You're Chinese.
在座的都是中国人。
I'm a Jew.
我是个犹太人。
But there's only one Christ. I'm in him. You're in him. He is in me. He is in you. Now, what is that?
那什么意思呢?
It is the unity of the Spirit. The British believe they're the only people in the kingdom of God. Because they always believed that if you really are going on with the Lord, you will get a British temperament.
You
will become level, unflappable. Never panicked. British. It is the character of the Lord Jesus. That's how the British think. Now, I think the Chinese, they think they're the best too. It is not for nothing they call China 中国. See, I mean, the center of everything.
中心,
best in food,
最好的食物,
best in culture,
最好的文化,
best in history,
最好的历史,
best in continuity,
最有连续性,
nothing like the Chinese.
没有可以跟中国人比的.
Oh, you say, I feel so sorry for the Africans. And I feel sorry for the British. I wish they were Chinese. But this unity of the Spirit is tremendous. You have something to give that nobody else can give. And I have something to give which nobody else can give. When we maintain the unity of the Spirit, whilst we come to the unity of the faith, then Lord can go on doing a great work. But when we divide, there's problem. Now let me make this absolutely clear. This oneness of Christ is absolutely inclusive. Every single person on this planet tonight who is born of the Spirit of God is included in that oneness. Whatever their condition, whatever their color, whatever their race, whatever their background, if they are born of God, they are in the oneness of the Lord Jesus. At the same time, there is an exclusiveness. You can be unbelievably religious, Christianized. You can be an archbishop, a bishop, I don't know what else. But if you're not born again, you're not in this oneness. You can know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But if you're not born of God, you're not in this oneness. It is amazing to me. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 15 and verse 7. Receive ye one another as also Christ received you. Now listen to this. Receive ye one another as Christ also received you. How did Christ receive you? As a hopeless, undeserving sinner. Did you hear that? Please open your ears, listen. You were received by Christ as a hopeless, undeserving sinner.
你被基督接纳的时候，是一个没有指望，也根本不值得的一个罪人。
How am I to receive you?
那么我怎么样接纳你呢？
On that minimal basis.
就在这个基础上。
Grace.
恩典。
And I say to my brother.
我对我的弟兄说。
Do you smoke?
你抽烟。
Oh, I can smell it.
我可以闻出来。
I can smell it.
你有烟味。
He smokes.
有烟味。
I can't have anything to do with him.
不接纳。
Until he stops smoking.
除非有一天他不
接纳。I won't have him in my home.
我绝对不会叫他到我家。
I don't want that smell coming in.
我不希望他这个烟味到我家。
And the cat going out.
然后猫跑掉了。
I don't. No, no. Do you believe in a partial rapture? Well, I can't accept you.
那你相不相信只有部分的人被提啊？他不相信啊，不行，我跟我不一样。
Were you sprinkled?
你是不是洒水的？
I'll give you a booklet.
我给你一本书。
On how to be baptized properly.
你应该怎么样被好应该有的方式来受。
And until you're obedient, there is a blockage between us.
除非你顺服，我们没有办法交通。
Dear brother, dear sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
You see what it says in Romans, did I say 15, that's right, Romans 14, verse 1.
罗马十四章第一节。
Receive ye one another, but not for investigation of scruples.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
That is, we are to receive one, but not investigate every single thing. What do you believe here? How do you believe this? What do you do about them?
我们接纳弟兄的时候，不要像一个这个警察调查户口一样，每一个细节都要调查的清清楚楚。
Listen, dear brothers and sisters, exclusivism as an idea.Is absolutely wrong.
这一个排他性在我们里成为我们的观念，这个观念是错的。
When we talk about the unity of Christ, the church being everyone who is not born of God is excluded, that is right.
当我们说凡是没有接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主的，我们不接纳这样的人，那是对的。
But be careful.
但是注意。
Are you a Baptist?
你是浸信会的吗？哦，我不能接纳。
You ought to leave the Baptist.
你应该离开宗派。
Are you an Episcopalian? 哦，
你是圣公会的吗？
Are you a Catholic?
你是天主教徒吗？
You should get out.
你应该赶快离开。
I can't have anything to do with you.
我跟你没有关系。
You see what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗？
Let me put it another way.
让我的另外一个方法。
The church down here is by its very existence imperfect.
在地上的教会是不完整的。
If you're looking for the perfect church, you'll never find it.
如果你一直在找一个完美的教会，你永远找不到。
It was a lady who asked D.L. Moody.And she said, I'm looking for the perfect church.
有一个姐妹找穆迪牧师问他说怎么样帮助我找一个完美的教会。
And he said, when you find it, it won't be perfect.
那穆迪就说你找到的那天已经不完全了。
The fact of the matter is there's no such thing as a perfect church down here.
所以在地上事实是在地球上你找不到完美的教会。
The gold may go up into the city.
这个在地上的金子神要把它搬到天上去。
And the precious stone.
宝石也是。
And the pearl.
珍珠也是。
But down here.
但是地上呢。
It is like a builder's yard.
你看到的好像是一个工地造房子
all over the place.
材料到处都是
Think for a moment.
想一想
If we were only an elite group. We won't let anyone in because we investigate them before they come.
我们除非调查得清清楚楚, 我们不让任何人进来,
we are perfect. Oh, we are clear on a whole number of major doctrines.
所有重要的真理, 我们清清楚楚,
and we only let in those who are as clear as us.
只有那些跟我们一样看法的人才准进来。
Then one day, someone says, we've never seen a new person saved in this place for years.
如果中间有一个弟兄说,
should we not pray that God will save?
那我们应该祷告,
and so we begin to pray. Lord, multiply us. Save the unsaved. Bring in amongst us men and women who have no Christian background, saved by your grace. And the Lord answers, let's say he saves 3,000. Your perfect church is now imperfect. You have prostitutes, you have drug addicts, you have divorcees, you have alcoholics, you've got swindlers, you've got the dishonest, you've got liars, and they've all got saved. Praise the Lord, they're justified in the sight of God. But the problems they've got inside of them don't all go in a moment. You all know that. That's where they have all the problems. Much easier to be an elite, overcoming group.
那想来我们还不如就是在这个得胜者的聚会里就好了。Pure
in doctrine.
像信仰一模一样。
You know that 120?
那120个人。
That our brother Stephen mentioned this morning.
我们江弟兄早上说到。
Perfect in unity.
他们是完全。
Perfect in doctrine.
这个信仰一模一样。
Perfect in devotion.
对主的心也一样。
Christ-centered.
都是以基督为中心。
Waiting for his coming.
等候主来。
Could you ask for anything more? But on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were saved. And within a few months, 5,000. And then it grew a number. And into that perfect 120. Came all these very imperfect lives. Now comes the challenge to the 120. Shall we shut them out? Shall we look down on them? Shall we say they're not like us? Or shall we serve them? Love them? Care for them? Walk with them? Seek to help them? Correct them? The oneness of Christ.
基督的合一性.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
let me just mention one other thing in this.
让我再提一个点.
I must watch myself on time. Maybe just mention another matter in this. In the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面,
there never was a division between the people of God who lived where they shouldn't live and those who went back to the land.
在旧约里面那些住在不是神所分派的土地上跟那些已经在神所派的土地上他们彼此之间没有任何的分裂.
They were all called the house of Israel.
神称这些人,
even when they were living where the temple could not be built, even when they were living where the prophecies could not be fulfilled, It was those who went back who were involved in the actual fulfillment of the purpose of God.
但是有一批人,
They rebuilt Jerusalem. They rebuilt the house of the Lord.
重建圣殿,
they rebuilt Bethlehem. They rebuilt the Galilee of the nations. There wouldn't have been a Nazareth. There wouldn't have been a Capernaum. There wouldn't have been a Capernaum. Where Jesus spent so many of his years. Those who went back were directly involved with the coming of the Messiah. Directly involved in the fulfilling of the purpose of God in all kinds of ways concerning the coming of the Messiah. But never at any point did a division come between those who went back to the land and those who remained in their very comfortable homes.
但是即使你看到有人从被掳之地回来，但是圣经里面从来没有把这两种人分开，认为他们是不同的，回来的人跟在那个被掳之地的人。
You know, the rabbis discussed the book of Esther for years.
这些圣经的拉比为着这个以斯帖记到底是不是属于圣经讨论了好多年。
There were two books they discussed.
有两卷书是争议性的。
Ecclesiastes
就是传道书
and Esther.
与以斯帖记。
They said these two books are not like the rest of scripture.
这两本书跟其他的经
So they discussed and discussed and discussed, should they be included, should they be left out? Listen, the book of Esther doesn't mention the Lord once, doesn't mention the house of God once, doesn't mention Jerusalem once, doesn't mention the eternal purpose of God once. They said, this book is heathen. Here is this Esther, her very name linked to Astarte. Her real name was Hadas. Hebrew. Myrtle means myrtle in English. They said, here she is married to a debauched Sultan. But they decided in the end to keep the book within the canon of scripture. Why? Because in the four turning points in the story, in Hebrew, acrostically, that is the letters of each.
每一个字,
yeah. You have the Lord.
有这个包含了神这个字.
He's there, hidden.
是隐藏在那个里头的.
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
they put it this way.
他们学者是这样说,
If all the Jews had died in Persia, and everywhere else, it would not have affected the Jews in Jerusalem. There were enough who had gone back to defend themselves. But they said, the book of Esther speaks of the grace of God toward those who are living where they ought not to live.
表达了神对那些虽然没有回归在外邦的人，他们不应该在那种生活里头，可是神还是保守他们。
Do you understand?
懂吗？
What I'm saying is this.
我要讲的点是
Don't take a superior attitude towards brothers and sisters in other churches, in other groupings.
就是不可以对在其他聚会的弟兄姐妹不在我们中间的我们有个优越感，不可以。
We don't touch what is sinful.
我们不摸那些罪恶的事。
But we love the believers.
但是我们要爱这些信徒。
We should love them.
我们要爱他们。
Serve them.
服侍他们。
Do everything to help them to grow.
让他们能够长进。
Well, dear brothers, dear sisters, you see the time has gone.
时间很快的过去了。
And it's tremendous really to think.Brother Stephen spoke about life.
我们的弟兄交通道见证是生命。
And all I would say in closing is this.
在结束的时候我要这样讲。
In this life of Christ,
基督的生命,
everything a church needs,
是整个教会需要的,
is to be found.
就是要把它发掘出来。
How do elders come?
长老怎么产生?
In the life.
在生命里
I remember on one occasion, I won't tell you which country, far away from here.
有一次我在一个地方
I couldn't believe it. Everywhere I went, there was a mess. In every single fellowship, every single assembly.
每一个聚会我去看的都是在一塌糊涂
And then I found out what had happened.
然后我知道我发觉有一件事 有问题
A brother I knew,
有一个弟兄我认识
Much flesh
非常属肉体
Certain ministry He had a certain ministry
他有一个工作
But much flesh
就是很属肉体
He went into these places and he said You and you are elders
他就随便指了就说你们做长老
And you and you are deacons
另外指了一些人你们做执事
And of course these dear groupsHad elders that weren't elders, and deacons that weren't deacons.
那当然了，这个聚会就是不该做长老的做了长老，不该做执事的做了执事。
Why did Paul leave Titus in Crete?
为什么保罗把提多留在一个地方呢
？Why didn't he just fast?
为什么他
and pray
禁食祷告
and say you and you and you the Lord says you're elders.
然后就安利他们做长老。
He said, I left you in Crete to appoint elders in every church.
所以保罗有意地把提多留在后面要他按在各城按立长老。
Where did he leave him?
为什么他把他留在
那里? He could have got on his knees and got from the Lord who are the elders.
保罗可以自己祷告求神指示他就按立就好了。
Why did Paul never appoint elders on his first trip?
为什么保罗不在他第一次到这个教会的时候就按立了长老呢?
Only on the return.
只有当他以后回来之后再按立。
Isn't that interesting?
这个不是很稀奇吗?
Was he lacking in discernment?
难道他没有这个鉴别力吗?
Was he not walking close enough to the Lord?
难道他不是跟主很亲近吗?
No.
不不，这不是原因。
It was a question of the organic.
这里是那个生命的问题。
It seemed to me that Paul believed you had to leave time to see these brothers develop.
保罗知道你必须给这些弟兄们时间，让他们的生命可以成长，然后再说。
Personally, I don't believe that Paul ever said you and you are elders.
我不相信保罗会。马上就指定你是长老。
Some people believe that's apostolic, you see.
有的人认为这样就像个使徒一样。
I am pretty sure that Paul asked different people within each of those assemblies, what do you think about Brother Zelda?
我相信在他案例长老之前他会问当地的弟兄。
Seems to me that he's growing.
这个弟兄成长得如何?
That's why he said to Timothy, lay hands on no man suddenly.
所以他建议提摩太不要
as the life of the Lord Jesus flows through the assembly.
你要让弟兄们慢慢在生命中有成长在教会里面。
It becomes clear.
然后你就看得很清楚了。
Who have responsibility?
谁在生命的度量上能够承担责任?
You can't just appoint someone and he gets responsibility. He's either responsible or he isn't.
所以你冲忙的案例的话，这个人就有风险，他可能好也可能坏。
This matter of life is tremendous.
生命是非常的重要。
The fruit is in the life.
生命结出果子。
I mean a vine, a grapevine always has grapes.
一个好的葡萄树一定结好的果子。
You don't get peaches on a grapevine.
你在葡萄树上得不到杏仁。
Why?
为什么?
Because the life is grape life.
因为它是葡萄的生命。
You have peaches from a peach tree because it has peach life.
桃子是从桃子树得来的。
Even when you graft,
你即使接上去,
still, it is amazing. It bears fruit.
你是什么生命结什么果?
It is wonderful to think that this life, this resurrection life of the Lord Jesus, is the key to church life.
所以一个教会的生命维系在基督从死里复活这个生命。
Just look at the history of the church.
看看教会的历史。
Every time the head has been divorced from the body.
每一次当头与身体分开的时候。
Every time that somehow or other the life of the Lord Jesus has been deadened, paralyzed.
任何的时候，当基督的生命因着某些原因被僵化。
You see what has happened? Instead, you get a lifeless church.
你马上发现这个教会。
In every single move of the Spirit,
每一次圣灵运动,
by the fourth, fifth generation,
到了第四代、第五代,
it has died.
死定了。
The longest living that I know from my studies in church history were the brethren.
在教会的历史,你去看的时候, 我的观察能够持续最久的是
They lasted longer than anybody else, but even they have gone now.
他们持续了100年,这是最长,但是现在已经没有了。
Isn't this amazing?
是不是很稀奇啊?
How we need to guard the life.
所以我们需要保守这个生命。How
we need to follow the law, as our brother said this morning, of the spirit of life.
所以我们要来
It's wonderful. If you remember going back to the first time, the first evening, those olive tree branches were pouring gold into the lampstand.
记得第一个晚上我交通到 在那个金灯台旁边的两颗橄榄树，那个枝子流出的是金子，进入那一个灯台里。
Believers who were filled with the Holy Spirit.
也就是被圣灵充满的圣徒。
In whom the nature and life of the Lord Jesus was being reproduced.
耶稣基督的生命在这些成熟的基督徒里头被 长出来,
providing the fuel for the light of the lampstand.
这个就成为金灯台的能源的来源。
So it has to be with the testimony of Jesus.
所以一个耶稣基督的见证在地上也必须在这个原则来发光。
When Ephesus lost its first love, it wasn't long before it died.
过了没有多久,
That's why the Lord Jesus said, if you do not repent and do the first works, I will come and remove your lampstand from out of its place.
你如果不悔改，行你起初所行的事。 我就来到你这里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord, we pray together that you will write some of these words we've heard over these few days on our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告，求你把这几天我们所交通的信息，能够把它刻画在我们的心板上。
Don't let these days pass by, Lord.
主啊，不让这几天荒废过去。
Keep it alive in every one of us.
让你的话在我们每一个人生命中是活的。
By your Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵,
work in us.
做这个工在我们身上,
bring us to the place where we are prepared to be living sacrifices.
带我们来到一个地步, 让我们能够在主的面前过一个活祭的生活。
Hear this prayer of ours.
求你听我们的祷告,
for we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. It's that's the thing that gets me. Yes.